It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret. For the first time in two decades, public opinion is shifting toward favoring more gun rights rather than gun restrictions. We'll get the details in just a bit.
First, according to a new audit, it may have been tough for the unemployed to connect with the state about claims thanks to blocked phone calls and understaffing.
The state's Legislative Audit Bureau reviewed information from the Department of Workforce Development because of concerns about the difficulty in trying to file a claim. They put all their information into a report released today.
Patty Murray is with us to talk about that report. She's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News in Green Bay. Patty, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, this is a report into unemployment insurance claims in Wisconsin, the idea being that the worker and the employer both pay into that, and then you get back when you file an initial unemployment claim with the Department of Workforce Development. How do people usually file that initial claim?
Well, it's changing, Veronica. It changed in November drastically, but we can get to that. There are basically three ways. Historically, there have been three ways. You can either file online. There's an automated telephone system, or you can try to get through to one of the Department of Workforce Development's call center and talk to a claims specialist.
And so for a lot of people, apparently that system did not work. People weren't able to complete that claim process. How come?
Well, it was the sheer volume of calls, according to the chairs of the Legislative Audit Bureau Committee. I spoke to State Representative Kirkman, Samantha Kirkman. She's one of the co-chairs. And she said that normally in the winter there is a spike in claims because of, you know, seasonal employment. So in the winter, normally claims go up. Last winter was abnormally cold and snowy, and they just saw a huge, huge influx of claims and calls. And that's one of the things they're attributing it to. And there's also systemic improvements that need to be made.
Do we know roughly how many people had to use these call centers to finish those claims?
I don't know the exact number of people who call instead of going online. See, in November, this is what I was hinting at just now. In November, the DWD improved its online application system. Before, you could initiate your application online, but most people would not be able to complete it that way, and they would be routed through, they would be referred either to the automated number or to one of the call centers to talk to a claims specialist. But now, in November, they just improved the site so that you can begin and finish there for the most part. Most people would be able to go online, fill out your relevant information, and you would be able to get your process started that way.
So things are changing, but in terms of the findings of the report, do we know how many people had unanswered calls as they were trying to complete the process?
Well, the report is saying, and what's grabbing the headlines, is 1.7 million blocked or dropped calls. Well, the DWD is saying, and they're, you know, they want people to know that's not 1.7 million people. That's not 1.7 million cases. That's 1.7 million calls. You know, what do you do when you're on hold and you're waiting for your, you know, unemployment insurance benefits to come through? You know, you want to make that happen. It's a critical situation for most people. So you hang up, you call again. You hang up, you call again.
Now, I understand that some calls may have been unanswered, but the report uses the language blocked. Why would some calls be blocked altogether?
Because the automated system can't handle the volume.
I see. And so going forward, what sort of changes, a little bit more, do we know will be implemented, and how fast will that be on the ground?
Well, like I said, that the online site where you can start, take your case from start to finish online, that's going to be, the DWD is hoping that is going to relieve a lot of the stress on the phone system. They say that you know, a lot of people who, you know, you're a seasonal worker, maybe every December, January, you do file for unemployment, and you've done this for years. But, you know, they're used to using the phone system, and they're saying now they really want to direct that traffic to the online site, which is accessible at DWD.gov.
So we're heading into winter again, possibly another round of high volume time. So it sounds as though, predictably, that this may not be a problem this time. Is that what they're anticipating?
I think that's what they're hoping for. They're probably hoping for better weather, too.
Right. Well, moving on to some other points of interest in the report, recouping overpayments. Now, apparently sometimes the state pays too much in unemployment insurance. Do we know how much the state has overpaid in recent years?
Well, the report was showing it had overpaid by about $167 million.
So how much of that overpaid money has been recouped that we know of?
The report shows $143 million has been recouped, but that's leaving $24 million on the table. And the other co-chair of the audit committee is State Senator Robert Coles, and he found that unacceptable when I talked to him today.
And in terms of why this is happening, what do we know about why some people are overpaid? What is the bug in the system there?
You know, that was really interesting. If you read the report summary, most of the overpayments were unintentional when you're talking percentage-wise. Okay, you know, something like 60-some percent. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head. I'm sorry. They were unintentional, okay? And that amounted to like $62 million. That's a lot of money. But I guess people were confused by the system. They entered the wrong information for whatever reason. That was unintentional. Now, 10% of the overpayments, okay, so it's the smaller percentage of the overpayments, that accounted for $86 million. And that, the report says, was intentional misrepresentation. So it's a smaller number of people, smaller number of cases, larger amount of money.
What are the recommendations from the report?
Well, there is going to be a public hearing. It's not scheduled yet, but Senator Coles told me it could be, he hopes to see it as soon as January. So it'll get a, you know, good public airing there. And there is to be a report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and that is required by March 16th. So we will be hearing about this through the winter and spring, I think.
Well, Patty, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it today.
Okay, hope it helped.
Thanks a lot. Patty Murray, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio in Green Bay.